Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureau's podcast, Better Business, Better Series, where we will explore top-of-mind topics with business and industry leaders to understand the leading trends and innovations that continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace. Hello and welcome to this edition of the Better Business, Better Series. I'm your host for today, Jamal Seely. I'm the Manager of Operations and Administration from the Council of Better Business Bureau, and I'm also a part-time podcaster. I'm here today with Shelly Rosen, the founder and CEO of Lux Bloom. Shelly, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Jamal, for having me. We're really excited to be part of your podcast.
Thank you very much. Well, Shelly, we've had the great honor of featuring your company, Lux Bloom, in our winter 2017 issue of Trusted. I would like to take this time to expand on a few points within the article. Now, before we do, can you give our listeners a little background on yourself and the birth of Lux Bloom?
Why, sure, Jamal. So rooted in the subscription-based business model, which means that a product that you would sell to someone would come on a regular basis, be it monthly, quarterly, etc. I started with the business model and was actually in search of a product that could meet an unmet need in the market. And I was looking at the luxury space, and after the market was a bit soft in 2010, I noticed that luxury businesses wanted to cut money and budgets, but without compromising the beauty that they need to serve their guests. So I found this innovation in a floral, and I smashed the innovation in our long-lasting flowers with the subscription-based business model and created Lux Bloom to help businesses save time and money in their floral. My personal background is really in global branding and global brand strategy, so I was also looking for something that would apply to my life's work on how to develop something in a consistent and predictable manner. So that's kind of a little bit about how I got started and came up with this idea.
Very interesting. Thank you very much, Shelly. Now, in your own words, how do you define better business, and how does Lux Bloom fit your definition?
This is my favorite question. To me, better means ethical, transparent, warm, and welcoming. And as a business owner, we all need to consider that all people, all possible customers, could and maybe become your customer. So, and to do that, we have to realize that people would be trying, buying, and eventually believing in your product and service. So it's imperative that to be better, you have to remain ethical, transparent, warm, and welcoming. I also think that a better business, secondly, needs to stay the distance, go the distance to stay relevant. You have to look at a consumer and their needs and their ever-changing needs, even before they know they need it. So the sign of a good business is delivering quality with each and every transaction and every time someone buys your product. You know, Jamal, in the luxury sector, it also means to make sure that you're serving a customer with pleasure and a smile. Mm-hmm. If you've ever gone to a luxury hotel, they're always so happy to help you out. They'll never tell you, hey, go over there. They'll walk you to the location because they're proud and happy to serve a customer. And finally, it's about changing with the times. A lot of people throw the word innovation around like it's easy to do. But more important than innovating is to always be continuously improving. In Japan, they call this Gemba Kaizen, which means continuous improvement in designing and enhancing processes. So better businesses are always to looking to and to be better, really, for their customers. And that's why I think, you know, a company like an organization like the Better Business Bureau, which has been around for over 100 years, is perfectly suited to ask a question like this because you're always helping people find good businesses and brands that they can trust.
Thank you again, Shelly, for that. In the article, you credited your success to perseverance, listening, and humility. Can you touch on each of these qualities and how they relate to doing business better?
Sure. Perseverance and persevering is a differentiator in life. I think that it's easy to quit or throw in the towel early when a person is on a journey to try to achieve something, and happy days and adverse days are both part of life. Having lost my father at a young age with a mom who was a really young mom, widowed, made me a different person. I had to work harder to have things happen for me versus handed to me, and there was really no luck involved at all, from my perspective, with the word perseverance. So it's about staying the course and plugging through some tough times. Listening is hard, especially when people talk a lot. And I think it's very important in a customer service business that you have to listen to what the client is and may not be telling you. Because listening drives compassion, collaboration, and engagement. And I've always tried to be a person that is interested and also try to be interesting so that people will listen to what I may have to say. Finally, being humble is not easy, I think, if you have great success. But humility, if it's part of your DNA, nothing and no one is beneath you. And at Lux Bloom, we have a lot of mantras, but nothing can be beneath you to work here because it's a lot of hard work. As your team at the Better Business Bureau saw, you have to go through a lot to make one of our rose installations happen. So I think being flattered and honored when somebody does something good for you or compliments you is better than feeling like you deserve it. And I think it's the combination of perseverance, listening, and humility that helps me keep my compass hopefully targeted straight north and to always try to do the right thing for others and for my business.
Certainly admirable qualities. Now, there's a great quote in the article about brand being more than just a mark, but a promise that is made and the ability to do all to make that promise true. You then go into trust being rooted in this promise to execute. Could you expand on this?
Yeah, it's. I think there's a lot of confusion in the market about what a brand is. Some people might think it's the logo, but to me, the brand is everything. Everything from a uniform to a stationery item to a business card to the way that you deliver your brand. And so the first thing from my perspective that a leader needs to do about his company or brand is to make it valuable before he can establish a value to the brand. And this is a differentiator that a leader needs to take and make a promise for their company to the customer and then align everyone at every level in the enterprise to make that promise come true. Now, there might be outliers. There might be people who just don't believe in this promise. But the most imperative thing is to get these people on the bus and on board and show them what their role could be in making the promise come true. Otherwise, it's almost going to be impossible to make that vision a reality. So making a brand promise, sometimes people use the word, we have a mission. And a mission is a great idea, but does everybody understand what to do about it? And I absolutely love this story that years ago, a person was visiting NASA and sort of on a tour in Houston. And the person stopped to talk to a janitor to ask for some directions. And he asked, hey, you know, sir, how long have you been working for NASA? And the man replied, 15 years. And then he went on to ask him, so what do you do here? And the man replied, I help put men on the moon. So he knew, even though his job was a janitorial, that even he at his level had a role in making sure that everybody at NASA knew that the mission was to put men on the moon. Finally, a brand promise is, to me, to make it come alive, leaders have to do five things, and they have to do it every day. The first is to delight a customer. So once the promise comes true, you got to work really hard to make more customers more happy. Finally, to make a brand promise come true, I think leaders have to do five things. They need to delight customers, joyful and delightfully serve them like the company Apple. Every time you buy an Apple product, it's just fun to open the box. They have to deliver a flawless execution. And I think companies like Federal Express and UPS, who somehow miraculously can get a package to a customer overnight at 10:30, it's always amazing to me. Third, they have to remain authentic to who you really are. And I like to talk about Whole Foods. I mean, at Whole Foods, they're not going to sell Frito-Lay corn chips and Coca-Cola because those products don't meet the screens of what Whole Foods stands for today. So remaining authentic to who your company originally is can also help make a promise come true. Fourth is you've got to hire, inspire, and train great people because people deliver the promise, not a computer not a program, but great people who understand the brand can make it come true. And finally, giving back in a socially responsible way to help someone else is, to me, what makes a world-class company. So by doing those five things and really focusing everybody on trying to inspire them to help that promise come true, a vision could become a reality.
Thank you, Shelley. Very impressive how these five things help to build up to the vision and eventually build up to trust. Now, just thinking more broadly, why do you believe trust is so vital in the climate of today's marketplace?
So businesses at their core have to focus on a key aspect of trust, first and foremost. Everyone says, oh, be trustworthy. Trust is everything. It's really important. But what about that business needs to be held at the highest regard? For example, food companies, airlines, hospitals, for them, trust is all about safety. In the fashion business, it really should be about quality. For the technology world, trust should be rooted in security. And there's really no skimping to the road of trust. You either are or you're not trustworthy. And it's, to me, every action and interaction that will build the brand on the road to trust. And my greatest frustration is people say, hey, trust us. But you have to be trustworthy every day to earn it, because your reputation is what happens to your company and your person over time. So as an American and a business owner and an entrepreneur, I'm worried about the word trust, because I think some people have lost their way. And if you look up the word, and if you even take out a U.S. quarter, it's written on the quarter. It's written on our money. And I think that our moral compass is off as a country. And I'm hoping that we can right the course and focus on what it really means to be a trusted brand in the U.S. and to have people running trusted companies.
Well, Shelley, this has been a delight. We're very happy to speak to you today. Thank you so much for all that your responses. And before we let you go, you mentioned entrepreneurship. If you could give one advice to the new entrepreneur listening, what words would you leave them?
Well, I have to say entrepreneurship is really hard. It takes a combination of the right business model, capital, and a passion. The passion that you have to have, though, has to be so deep, because you and only you can be the person that is going to make your vision a reality. You have to realize the road is also a bit lonely, because you're going to be investing quite a bit of time to ignite your business and your idea. And that means you're going to be giving up friends, physical activities, some hobbies, and a whole lot more, because my belief is that all your energy needs to go into making this idea real, and only you can do it. And finally, I think you have to surround yourself with believers, because the naysayers may detract from your ultimate success. And if you pick the right people to help support you, then whatever you're working on, this will become a reality, no matter how long it takes to get it right.
Thank you once again, Shelley, for joining us here on the podcast. If you can let the folks know where they can find you and Lux Bloom, whether it's online or how they can keep up with the things you're doing.
Thanks, Jamal. For listeners, you can find us at Lux, LuxeBloom.com. And you can buy our product right online, and we can ship it direct to you. If you have any ideas or questions, I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. And if you want to send your questions to me at info@luxeBloom.com, I always love to coach and help any entrepreneurs that may have some questions.
Great. And thanks again, Shelley. For Shelley Rosen and myself, this is Jamal Seely signing off on another episode of Better Business, Better Series. Thank you and have a great day.
You just enjoyed Better Business, Better Series podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com, and subscribe.
The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.